Tarina the Wise, Farmer's Daughter. Once, a poor farmer was hoeing in his field when his hoe struck something metal. He dug around and uncovered a beautiful golden bowl and brought it home immediately. "Look at this, daughter," he said. "I will bring this to the king, for surely it must be his, and he will reward me." His daughter admired the bowl, but she said, "Papa, papa, aspetta, wait a minute. Think, anyone can see that this bowl once had a top. The first thing the king will say, after he says thank you, will be, 'Where's the top?'" "Oh, don't be silly, daughter," said the farmer, and he brought the bowl to the king the very next day. And what did the king say but, "Thank you very much, peasant, but where is the golden top to my golden bowl?" And the farmer hit himself in the forehead and said, "Ah, that's just what she said you'd say." "Who is this who knew what I would say?" said the king. "Oh, your majesty, that's my daughter, Caterina," said the farmer. "She is known far and wide for her wit. I should have listened to her." "Is that so?" said the king. "Well then, take this message to your wise peasant girl. I want to see her when she has made me 20 linen shirts for my palace guard." And the king put a bag of flaxseed in the farmer's hand. "Tell her I want them tomorrow, and my word is law." "Oh, dear," said the farmer. And, "Oh, dear," again, he said when he returned home and told his daughter what had happened. "It's even worse than you thought. Now I have you in trouble, too." And he told his daughter the king's wishes, but she just laughed. She gave her father an acorn and this message for the king. "Tell the king," she said, "here is an acorn. The very day he makes an oak loom for weaving, from this acorn, I will finish his shirts for him." Well, her father was frightened to bring her answer, but the king was so pleased with her words that he asked to meet this Caterina. "Tell your daughter, peasant, that she must come to my palace when it is neither night nor day. She must come neither riding nor walking. She should be neither hungry nor fed, neither naked nor clothed. And she must be here tomorrow. My word is law." Hearing this next challenge, Caterina smiled, and after thinking a bit, she laughed. "Not to worry, father," she said. And that night, she rose before the dawn, well before the dawn, and she prepared for her visit. She chewed at a pea pod and spit out the rest. She wrapped herself in a fishnet and tied the net to the saddle of her donkey, and so she was dragged and hopped, and she left in the dark of the night. She arrived at the palace just before dawn, when it is neither full night nor yet day's beginning. Well, the king was delighted. He had Caterina dressed in the finest silks, and they spent the day talking and laughing. The king decided to marry her the very next day, and a great feast was ordered for the celebration. Everyone was invited. The king told Caterina that although she would then be queen, his word was still law, and she must never, ever poke her nose in his business or judgments. And Caterina agreed. Her father was worried, and he said, "You know what, Caterina, I'm going to save your rake and hoe and your work clothes, because I know this kind of good luck cannot last for the likes of us. You and your big mouth will be home soon enough." "Oh, Papa," said Caterina, and she gave him a hug. The festivities for the wedding filled the town, and the inns were overfull. One farmer had brought a pregnant cow into town to sell and had to spend the night in the piazza next to a wagoner. In the night, his cow gave birth to a new calf, and she was under the wagon. The wagoner, the owner of the wagon, claimed that he was also the owner of the new calf. The owner of the cow couldn't believe it. He raged and spluttered, and the wagoner argued and argued. Their quarrel grew so fierce that a huge crowd gathered, and finally they were dragged into the king's court of justice. Well, the king was preoccupied with his wedding plans and gave the case little attention. Since the wagoner was the calmer of the two men, he gave this decision. "Fine, fine, the calf goes with the cart." Well, the owner of the cow couldn't stand it, so he snuck back into the palace and found Caterina alone. He told her the whole story, and she gave him this advice. "I tell you what you must do. Go out to where the king hunts every morning. There is the dry riverbed, and it meets the road. Bring your nets for fishing. When the king comes, he will laugh at you and ask why you are fishing in a dry river. And you will say this, Your Highness, if a cart can give birth to a cow, then rocks can spawn fish, and I intend to catch some. It happened just as Katerina said it would, except that the king guessed it was Katerina that the farmer had been talking to, especially since when asked, the farmer did not deny it. So the king reversed his decree and returned the calf to him. And he returned to the palace in a rage and called Katerina. You have meddled in my judgments. I forbade it. It is now back to your farm and your father you can go. And you may take one thing, only one. Take the thing you care about most home with you and leave at once. Katerina said, I will do as you wish, Majesty. But why don't you let me leave tonight, after dinner, when no one is about? It will be less embarrassing for us both. The king agreed, and he also agreed to a last dinner which she proposed. Katerina had a heavy and salty meal prepared, and she served the king herself, pouring generous glasses of wine with each course. The king was melancholy and ate and drank quite a lot, and soon enough he fell asleep and was snoring like a pig. Katerina called the servants in and ordered them to carry the king, chair and all, to her father's tiny house in the country. There she put him to bed. In the morning, the king awoke to the braying of a donkey and the cluck of chickens, and he had a sore back from the thin mattress, and he said, Katerina, Katerina, where am I? And she said, We are home, Your Highness. You said that I should return home with the one thing I loved most. I took you home, and I'm keeping you. Well, the king laughed and laughed, and of course they made up. They went back to the royal palace, where they still live today, judging and arguing, laughing and loving together.